Welcome to No Longer Conformed. We're studying the book of Second Corinthians, God's Messengers. In this session, we'll be looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12, to chapter 2, verse 4, marks of God's messengers. Can you think of and share about a godly Christian who had a profound effect on your walk with the Lord? See, one of the things Paul addresses in his second letter to the believers at Corinth is the distinguishing marks of the lives of God's messengers. First of all, First, the marks God messengers leave on their own lives. Look at verse 12 down to verse 14. For our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience, that we conducted ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God and more abundantly toward you. For we are not writing any other things to you than what you read or understand. Now I trust you will understand, even to the end, as also you have understood in part, that we are your boast, as you also are ours, in the day of the Lord Jesus. Someone once asked golfer Jack Nicklaus who his greatest, most feared opponent was on the golf course. His answer, myself. See, the issue for each of God's messengers is, how do I impact myself so I can impact others for Jesus Christ? When you look for the distinguishing marks of a godly messenger, look first to the marks they left on their own life. For example, godly sincerity. Verse 12, godly equals moral purity, and sincerity equals without hypocrisy. It's like holding a piece of paper or cloth up to a light, and you can see that there's no stain at all. And conducted ourselves. Again, in verse 12, this speaks of personal discipline. What is the guide? Well, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God. What Paul is saying is that as a believer, I don't live as the world all around me does, but by grace. My motivation, my behavior, and my lifestyle are governed by what God wants. A life that is lived for Jesus Christ alone. God's messengers bear the marks of personal, spiritual discipline. Second, the marks God leaves on his messengers' lives. Verse 15. And in this confidence I intended to come to you before, that you might have a second benefit, to pass by way of you to Macedonia, to come again from Macedonia to you, and be helped by you on my way to Judea. Therefore, when I was planning this, did I do it lightly? Or the things I plan, do I plan according to the flesh? That with me there should be yes, yes, and no, no. But as God is faithful, our word to you was not yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, by me, Silvanus, and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in him was yes. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Now, he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. Look at the marks left by God. He establishes us, verse 21, in Christ. Establishes means to make stable, to confirm. It's like planting a bush. You stamp it, and put a stake there, using pressure, using trials, using other people. God establishes us, makes us stable, confirms us. Another mark is that He anointed us. Verse 21 also. Anointed is to consecrate, to commit to a task, to empower spiritually. God gave us what we needed. He empowered us to do His work. He also sealed us. Verse 22. And sealed refers to a mark of ownership, an eternal security. It's the imagery of the wax seal where a letter was sealed, was folded together or rolled together, and then wax was melted and poured on there, and then a ring with a signet ring with a particular image on it was forced into that wax, sealing that. If that seal is broken, there's a problem. Or today we have a notary seal where there's signatures and then there's a stamp with an embossed impression that's made. God's given us, God has sealed us to the point that we belong to Him. It's ownership. And He sealed us for eternal life. We can't lose that eternal life because He's the one that sealed it. And for that guarantee, He also has given us a mark of the presence of the Holy Spirit. We receive the Holy Spirit, verse 22 tells us, as a guarantee, as sort of a down payment on eternal life. We get a glimpse of glory. We get a taste of eternal life in this life as the Holy Spirit dwells within us and as we walk in this life as spiritual physical beings because of the presence of the Holy Spirit. God's messenger has an authentic personal relationship with the Lord. One that's evident to others. People will see our life and they should see God's imprint on our lives. The marks that He's left. And then third, the marks God's messengers leave on the lives of others. Verse 23. Moreover, I call God as witness against my soul. Not to spare you. I came no more. That to spare you, I came no more to Corinth. Not that we have dominion over your faith, but our fellow workers for your joy. For by faith you stand. But I determined this within myself, that I would not come again to you in sorrow. For if I make you sorrowful, then who is he who makes me glad but the one who is made sorrowful by me? And I wrote this very thing to you, lest when I came I should have sorrow over those from whom I ought to have joy, having confidence in you that all my joy is the joy of you all. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart I wrote to you with many tears, not that you should be grieved, but that you might know the love which I have so abundantly for you. It's kind of like the movie, It's a Wonderful Life, where every life impacts those lives around them. Every person leaves an impression of some kind on the lives of those they come in contact with. I mean, there's several ways God's messengers do that. He says, not that we have dominion over your faith. Verse 24, Jesus didn't come to be served, but to serve. He says, fellow workers, we work beside one another as we serve the Lord. By faith you stand, verse 24. You encourage others to exercise faith, having confidence in you. Chapter 2, verse 3. God's messengers are marked by the confidence they show in others. believing in them, that you might know the love which I have. Chapter 2, verse 4. Even when it's difficult to show. God's messengers speak the truth in love. Is that sometimes painful to do? Well, sure. Sure. God's messengers leave an impression on those they come in contact with. The marks you leave on your own life as you walk with the Lord, the marks God leaves on your life, and the marks you leave on the lives of others. What do they look like? Are they the marks the Lord has shown in His Word? You have a great day.